Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Chris Butler. He is the CEO of National Tree in Cranford. Chris, welcome.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate you doing that. Now, your company is, as I understand, a wholesaler and importer of Christmas trees and other holiday decorations. So I thought you'd be a great person to talk to as the holiday season really starts to get going here. But first, I'd like to hear a little bit about the company. What else should our readers know about National Tree?
Sure. No. So again, thanks for having me. So National Tree has been around for 60 years. We're the largest kind of direct wholesaler and importer of artificial seasonal decor in the country. About 95% of our business is online today. So through Amazon, Lowe's, Wayfair, Walmart, et cetera, Macy's. And, you know, I've been in business for a very long time. We have an incredibly large selection of trees, wreaths, garlands, and other seasonal decor. And we're based in New Jersey. Like I said, I've been around for 60 years. We have operations on the West Coast and the East Coast to make sure we can cover the full country. But looking forward to a great holiday season here.
Good. Well, I'd like to get into that in greater detail. First of all, given I'm just looking at your background, are Christmas trees and Christmas decorations, is that the main part of your business, or is it the only
Yes.
part of your business, or what's the mix?
Yeah. So we've always been a Christmas decor company.
Okay.
We also do a little bit of other seasons, Halloween, spring, summer, etc. We also do some outdoor patio furniture, but the vast majority of our business is the Christmas decor business.
Okay. So is this time of year a busy time for you, or have most people already sort of gotten their orders in and done?
No. This is because, again, we're 100% on 95% online.
Okay.
Pretty much all of our orders come in. You know, so you'll go to Amazon, for example.
Right.
You'll buy a Christmas tree from us. We will then ship it from our own warehouse. So literally, the next 8 weeks is the vast majority of our business during the year. Yeah.
Okay. Well, not that different from a lot of retailers, I guess.
That's correct. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the business and where it's been and where you see it going. First of all, the holidays have been pretty subdued for a lot of folks over the past couple of years, especially in 2020. I'm curious how you experienced that, how you got through it, and what you did to manage through what I imagine was a difficult time. It was for everybody. So
it's obviously been a tough time for consumers, for businesses, for everybody, right? I mean, COVID created, the way I think about it, COVID created ripples. And the biggest ripple was shutting down the world's economy for 18 months, right? And so out of that, you then have these ripples that came out of that. One of the things that happened, though, because of COVID, was that a lot of people switched their shopping to online. You know, whether it be their groceries or whether it be their everyday goods or whether it be seasonal decor, they shopped online for those goods. So that definitely benefited us in the last couple of years. Of course, because of COVID, because of government intervention, helping people who didn't have any income, et cetera, you know, you also had a lot of people buying. They couldn't travel, so they spent their money on durable goods, right?
Okay.
So whether it be furniture, decor, rugs, et cetera, home renovations, home improvements. And so you have that dynamic. And then the other dynamic was you had this incredible sudden demand, peak in demand, and also a shortage of supply, right? So the factories couldn't supply, there weren't enough containers, there weren't enough ships. So all of these things led to last year a supply shock. And so incredibly high demand and very low supply, right? And so now what we're seeing this year, because of these ripples of COVID continue, is obviously much better supply, but much lower demand. And lower demand because of inflation, obviously, now you're looking at all of these discretionary items, which we believe, you know, Christmas is a little less discretionary than other holidays and other items,
right,
but still is some discretion there. So that's definitely kind of impacting demand. So look, as a company, the way we operate, we have to make some decisions in terms of, I think most companies in our situation, liquidity is a big deal. Maintaining liquidity, we're private equity backed. So we have very good banking and equity relationships. So we were able to maintain our liquidity. But and then second of all, really understanding, well, what is the demand situation going to look like this year? And how do we balance our supply to that? And so, you know, you've dealt with these container costs, which 2 years ago were $4,000, last year were $25,000. This year at $3,000. So you're seeing these massive spikes. So it's really trying to manage through all of those, an eye to the future, but at the same time, an eye on exactly what is happening right now today to make sure that we can take care of the business today.
Okay. So what I hear you saying, though, is that, well, I mean, COVID had a lot to do with a lot of the supply chain disruptions, but correct. that was really your biggest problem, rather than people not spending money on Christmas.
2020, 2021, yeah. we had very good growth. You know, we okay. had to get price increases as well as this year as well, because raw materials going up, inflation. Right. So yes, the growth last year and the year before was very good. This year is obviously much more muted. And again, it's very difficult. So far year to date, it's been very muted. I would say, though, that again, most of our business is done in the next 8 weeks. And so really, you know, if you said to me today, where are you going to finish the year? I could give you a range, but certainly it's very, very difficult to pinpoint that with any accuracy.
Okay. Well, I was the next question I was going to ask was whether you're back to normal, you know, after with the pandemic seeming to be in the rearview mirror, at least for in the public yeah. perception, if not epidemiology wise. But it sounds like you're not really.
I would say that we're not. Well, I would say because of the general economy, right? The general okay. economy, consumer demand is down on discretionary items. Mm-hmm. Consumers are also leaving online and going back to brick and mortar. Temporarily, I think COVID, I would say COVID brought forward 2 to 3 years of demand online, right? And so penetration. So people okay. are now starting to go back to stores. Look, at the end of the day, this business long term is a fantastic business, doing all of our business online. The Christmas tree market, it's about a 20 million trees a year are sold, artificial trees. So 80% of the population celebrates Christmas with a tree. 80% of those people celebrate with an artificial tree. Okay. So when you smash all the numbers together, you get about 20 million tree market a year. That's going to be very good and strong and static. We're gaining share year over year. But I think the blip in online this year is because people are going back to stores temporarily.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to put a 7.5 foot in the back of your car. It's very right. difficult to do that.
Right.
So it's much better to get it online. So I think that will start coming back again. So in the long term, we feel very, very good. We're making great strides, you know, from a cost management perspective in China, looking elsewhere to do business to make sure that we kind of de-risk ourselves from a supply-based perspective. But I feel very good about the long-term business okay. potential.
So how has that process been going? I mean, I obviously you're not the only business
of
person
course, yeah.
who's experiencing supply chain disruptions. I've heard yep. that a lot. How is that going now? Or do you have what you need for this
season? Yeah, this year is fantastic. Like okay. no issues from a factory perspective, got everything we needed, shipped it across fairly good rates. So we feel very good for this year. You know, when I think about the geopolitical landscape and Taiwan, what's happened in Ukraine, obviously China just re-upped their commitment to Xi Jinping. So, you know, when you look at that and you look at their policy towards Taiwan, we have to start thinking, is it having all of our eggs in the Chinese basket? Is that the right decision? So we're looking at other countries as well to kind of get into to start a manufacturing base.
Okay. So how you mentioned that, I think I heard you say that you felt like demand was a little bit soft this season.
Yes. So far we've seen soft demand. Last year demand was pulled forward a little bit into October right. because people were worried. So look, again, within 4 weeks, I'll be able to really tell you how demand is for the season. But right now we're definitely seeing some softness, but until we get into the full season itself and we've got promotional activities, we won't really know the full read.
Okay. Now, before I'm then curious about before the pandemic, put that aside for a second, what was the trend? I ask because I'm curious as to what the attitudes are about artificial trees these days and how it's evolving, especially with yeah. climate change. People might not be willing to cut down trees or might be yeah. less willing to want to do that. It might be more difficult to grow trees. How are those things kind of playing out?
It plays a little bit. You know, I would say the two major factors that play more of a role in the kind of expansion of the tree market would be the number of trees per household that people have. Okay. We've seen an increase in that, you know, from one to we're about 1.2, 1.3 average per household now. And then also the replacement time. So the replacement time that people replace their trees used to be 6 or 7 years. Now it's about five and a half years. So okay. that is definitely coming down. Now that could be a factor, multiple factors play into that potentially, you know, the rise of the cheaper trees, et cetera, needing quicker replacement time. But, you know, so those are the two things that will probably drive the most growth in the overall market is the replacement time as well as the number of trees per household. I think, yes, environmental concerns, yes, the difficulty in growing, look, the wildfires, the droughts,
right,
absolutely have hurt the natural buys of the natural trees. But look, we celebrate all trees, and our kind of main focus is on kind of, you know, delighting our customers with great right. quality trees at a good price.
Right. Okay. Well, that was going to be the sort of the last question I asked you, was where growth was going to come from. So it's people buying more trees per household. Is that
yes? So growth will come from more people buy. So at a macro level, it'll be the replacement cycle as well as
okay.
the number of trees per household. At a more micro level, it will be, for us specifically, it will be people continuing to buy their trees online. More mm-hmm. and more people will start to buy their trees online, which it's not going to go the other way. Nice. So more and more people will buy their trees online, as well as then for us, you know, specifically very micro, is kind of gaining share at some of our top customers and gaining new customers, such as our Walmart and a Target. So that's kind of how we see our growth pattern. And then look, we do think there's international opportunities. We play in Europe and Australia right. today. I think there's a great opportunity in Latin America. And so we'll be definitely looking at that in the next year or so.
Okay. Now you mentioned household. Is most of your business residential? Just people, consumers?
Yeah. So yeah, okay. the vast majority is residential. Yeah.
Okay.
We look at the commercial as well, but you know, for the most part, it's residential.
Okay, that was what I was asking. Every office I've ever worked in, they have a Christmas tree that yeah. they put up, a Hanukkah. There's all sorts of decorations. But I was wondering
exactly.
with remote work, if people are really doing that anymore. But it sounds like
it's interesting. We've been having some conversations around a commercial strategy, because the return to office, right? The return to work, is there an opportunity to get it? It's tricky because offices typically buy individually, and so you have right. to find, how do you find a distributor can deliver to those offices and does business with all those offices? So it's not as easy as just selling commercial, but definitely I think that's an opportunity for sure.
Okay. And finally, looking at your website, it looks like there's a vast range of prices,
yes.
sizes,
yep.
styles, and things like that. What should, if someone approaches that, what should they be looking at? What should they be looking for? Are there
yes.
different quality? Does price?
Right. So that's a great question. So I think there's two starting points as you're thinking about a tree, right? One is the price range. So you can buy it. And the number one thing is height, right?
Right.
So the most popular tree height is 7.5 feet. Then you have, six, 6.5, 7.5, all the way up to 16 feet, right? So it really depends on your house and kind of the size of that. But typically, if you think about a 7.5 foot, so then your next immediate question is, what's my price? What price am I willing to pay? Because there's okay. a vast difference between, the lower end, which is very low quality, but again, for an apartment dweller, for a young family, it's perfectly good. That could be anywhere between $100 to $150. And then you have a very high quality, thousands of lights, many, many branches, very, very feel real technology that we call it. We patented that up to, $1,000+, right? But and anywhere in between, we typically ourselves, our own business operates in what we call the big middle. So, we offer a very good value at the low end and extremely high quality at the high end. And so, so a consumer should think about height, price point, and then features and functionalities. Do I want it pre-lit? Most of our trees come pre-lit because okay. most consumers want pre-lit. Mm-hmm. Do I want other features such as a snowy feel, a flocking feel on it? Do I want colored lights? Do I want berries and things in it? Do I want a full tree? Do I want a slim tree? I mean, so you can see there's many permutations and combinations, but really start with the height. What height am I looking for? And then kind of the price point. And from that point, that will narrow it down quite significantly. And then you can really look at the range of options. But yeah, to your point, we have every range of options. You can look at our website. We just launched that in the last couple of weeks, actually, mm-hmm. To buy directly online, or go to, Amazon, where we have our Amazon store, where you can really get a great okay. feel for our trees.
Okay. And this goes to, I think, the question of replacement. Does the quality vary, and do higher priced trees last longer?
Higher priced trees
is going to come from.
Yeah, I mean, higher priced trees will definitely last longer. But again, look, it all depends on how you treat the tree as well, right? So if you just take the tree down every year and throw it into a basement or something, you know, probably not going to last as long. If you take much better care of it, put it into a tree bag or put it back into its box carefully, it'll last longer. So, okay. And if you have cats and young kids, then yeah, your tree's not going to last that long.
Right. Okay. And is there a model or a style that's particularly popular? Is there something that most people are looking for? Is there some other features?
Yeah. Our Dunhill Full is kind of a classic looking Christmas tree, okay. Pre-lit, you know, about 900 clear lights is kind of the classic model that people go for. But also look, flocking is definitely coming up. Lots of people like that snowy look now.
Right.
And so you can see one in the background right there.
Yes.
And so, yeah, exactly. And so, but typically it's the classic shaped full green tree with, with kind of clear lights on it is what the most popular model is for sure.
Okay. Well, Chris Butler, CEO of National Tree in Cranford, I hope you'll come back and let us know how the holiday season went.
I really definitely love to
follow
will.
Up and hear how this is going and what you think of the future. I really
absolutely, Jeff.
This is a great.
We'd love to. Yeah.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Bye.
And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.